Leslie from Them Connection, wrapping it up this morning with Dr. Julie Galthorpe, talking about stress and where do you want to take it from there?
Well, you know, start with how you're parenting when it comes to stress. You know, parents need to talk with each other about what are the factors that are causing stress in your home. So, for example, if it's finances, address the money, don't avoid it. You know, if it's, you know, behavioral issues with your kids, then take some time, get some help, get some supports in place. If your home feels chaotic and overwhelming, you got to start with routine. That's the one thing you have within your control, and it's one thing that's shown to help mental health overall. Homes that lack that organization and routine are more vulnerable to stress. You got to pay attention to that. If your home feels chaotic, if you come home at the end of the day and you're overwhelmed, you got to do something about it, because even so, a stressful event happens in a home where there's lack of organization and chaos, it's going to feel a lot bigger than in the home that generally functions in a way that has a routine to it. And the other thing is, you have to talk about feelings, because communication when it comes to stress is just as important as the organization and routine. Families who emphasize communication, they are more able to relax, you know, unwind and enjoy time together.
I think if you slow down your thought process and you don't respond immediately, as soon as you feel something, you just take a minute and think, then respond, would be of help to people, right? Mm-hmm. Like that 5-second rule, like wait or count to 10. You know, maybe you only can count to 5 because 10's like too long. You're like, I can get to 5 and then say.
Well, yeah, because you're more likely to find a middle ground, like rather than just avoiding it completely or turning it into a catastrophe, right? Because most stress is manageable, but you have to approach it in a planned way.
Good luck with that, managing your stress. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
For more information.
Yeah, Dr. Julie Galthorpe, give you your website.
Yeah, feel free to look us up at drjuliegalthorperSW.com.
And I know your daughter, Sophie, listens to Mix 97 on her way to school. I want to get this in this morning. Hopefully she's still listening. Sophie and all the other Sophies out there in Mix Nation, most popular baby name for girls in 2018.
Oh, wow.
And in Greek, it means wisdom.
And top boy name for 2018, what do you think it is?
Luke.
No.
No, sorry, Julie.
That would have been two.
Yeah.
Liam. Yeah. Aiden. Liam.
Liam was number two.
Nice.
Top boy name for 2018, J-A-C-K-S-O.
Oh, Jackson.
Thank you.
Like Jackson Maine from the movie A Star Is Born.
Or
Jackson Brown.
Michael Jackson.
Jackson 5.
We could go on and on with Jackson.
Knew this kid in Barry's Bay. Jackson Norlock was a good hockey player. Take it away, Alana.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.